Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I can't do it. I got to start with this, though. I'm always kind of a little curious when you come in, Mace, to see what the wardrobe may be for any given day.
That's awesome.
That you immediately turn the page to a teamless ESPN cap and a Lakers hoodie. And I'm assuming, is that an SC t-shirt underneath? It's kind of red.
There's no SC.
Okay, but I like that.
Not just after the L.
One day you just, bang, we're done. We're on to the Lakers season.
Bang, let's move on to Lakers season, right? Oh, what a weekend.
Oh, it was a disaster.
It was just
rough.
It was a disaster.
Epic failure.
Momo, thank you for the Momo Splash. Is
honestly
that what we're calling it?
The Momo Special.
Momo Special. Okay. Thank you.
You guys, I brought one for each of you if you want. If
he's a Padre fan. He needs confetti and
Mace,
streamers.
You want a little Momo? You want
one?
I'll
try a Momo Special. Sure. Let me try whatever it is you're cooking up.
Mace, it's funny because
it's not funny.
Saturday, I was bummed and oh my gosh, and just kind of the fog of it all as it happens.
Yep.
And then yesterday, just kind of deeply dissatisfied with how it ended. Talking about it for the last 3 hours, I'm mad all over again.
I know. I was listening to you. That's why I brought you an iced tea. I brought you one of these from Star. I was like, Travis needs a Momo Special right now. He sounds so sad.
I am.
Yesterday, I was at the Rams game and I was just sort of in a daze, right? It was just like, I can't believe what just happened. It just ended, bam,
so
like
quick.
That.
Do you want to hear like the kids' version of this that totally sinks home and is even sadder? Daniel says to me yesterday, "Mommy, turn on the baseball."
Ugh.
Oh, and I was Daniel.
There is
a Guardians
baseball.
Fan.
I was going to say, Guardians, Yankees.
And just like
poor
that,
Daniel.
There it was. There is
How old's
no baseball.
Daniel?
Four. Just
four.
Turned four.
So we'll be 1 for 20 by the time Daniel hits his teens.
I was like, there is no more baseball. And then I was waiting for the follow-up, like, why not?
Look, I get that these things end quickly. I mean, it's the finality of sports, right? It's just you're in it, and then you're out, and that's it. And the other teams keep playing, or they win a championship. But in my wild, I understand it's possible. I really did not think they would lose this series. The
I didn't either.
I really didn't think it was possible. I knew it was possible, but it's the same damn formula that's knocked them out year after year after year.
Which is getting
a little too cute for your own good.
It's robotic.
That deciding to make a decision before the actual event has taken place, taking Anderson out after 5 innings, not having Austin Barnes catching game 2, but having him catching game 3, taking Cody out and putting any one of them. Not a big deal, but when it's just all this little cuteness, letting Trinan, having Tommy Canley have this season in his hand. He pitched 12 damn innings all season long. He's the guy you want to go to war with. Just all none of it adds up.
Yo, so.
Good power hitter for the Cubs back in the early 2000s.
You know what? I see all these machinations, and I see exactly the move. And you know what? I heard you say earlier, and I completely agree. This was about the bats.
Dude,
of course,
it was not about the pitching. It was about the bats.
Okay.
Dave Roberts was not at the plate with runners at second and third and nobody out.
Mm-hmm.
That was not Dave's job. Right. It was somebody else's job to knock those runners.
Justin Turner struck out with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Yep.
Gavin Lux hit into a double play with the bases loaded and one out. They didn't have any sort of third base production. They didn't have any productive outs, and I get it. Productive outs, you don't bunt, you don't sacrifice, you don't hit the other way, you don't hit ground. I get it. Over 162 games, sure. In one game, in one series, that run is the difference between winning or losing. It's the difference between putting pressure on a pitcher that the difference between a 2-run lead and a 3-run lead is night and day. A 4-run lead to a 3-run lead, it's almost like the game's over at that point.
And they couldn't knock
that in.
And they
could never get that piece to where you felt like, okay, we got this one. Yeah. Never once.
I'm going to ask you a question because you're a baseball guy. When did you play the best?
When you're loose, when you're comfortable, when you're confident.
When you look down at your manager, when you look at your whoever it is, and you know that they trust you, and you know that your teammates trust you, and you have a belief that you're going to get it done. Nobody's looking at the manager. Nobody's looking at their teammates. They're looking at the damn computer, right? And to me, like, there comes a point where you do all the smart stuff. All the smart stuff is what wins you 110 games. All the smart stuff is what gets you there. But at the end, my coach always used to say this, paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why they're tight. There's a reason why they don't hit. There's a reason why people clench up in these big moments where it doesn't seem like the same team. It's because they're not loose.
See,
but whatever it is, they're just not loose.
That. But I don't buy the looking at the all that stuff. I mean, the Atlanta Braves, Alex Anthopoulos is an analytics-driven guy. I mean, heavily analytics.
Are. By the way, so is A.J. Preller.
Heavily they're analytics. That. They're all doing the same thing.
Correct.
I don't think they're all doing the same thing.
Can I tell you the difference?
No, Philly's not doing anything.
But here's the difference.
They're not doing anything. You're right.
There's context.
They're just growing their hair out.
I get that everybody has an analytics department. I get that everybody puts together lineups based on analytics.
Sure.
But there has to be a moment. There has to be
downshift.
A moment where somebody says, I know that Tyler Anderson is a five-inning guy. He's pitched five innings. They've gotten two hits off of
it. But who was coming up next?
Hadn't he thrown?
Who was coming
up? Soto was coming up.
Who cares?
But
my point.
Just can I play off of this? Bob Melvin was in similar situations with all his guys.
Yeah.
Bob Melvin was in the same situation, whether it be with Musgrove on Saturday or Snell on Friday. Yep. He gave them the ball in the sixth. He gave Snell the ball in the sixth. He gets Will Smith to pop out. Then once he hits a double, he says, all right, I'm taking him out. There's a sheet of paper that I feel like the Dodgers go by. He used Tyler Anderson the same way that he used Julio.
Did not Tyler Anderson throw 96 pitches?
He threw 86
pitches.
But it's how he looked.
Pitch count is so irrelevant in this situation because here's what I'm talking
about. Every Padre fan was happy to see Tyler Anderson go because he was dominating.
Like you said, Momo, and you're right, Al. Juan Soto's coming up. The score's 2-9. Let's say he pops one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Then take him out.
Yeah.
It's 2-1. You still got the lead. You're putting Chris Martin in a situation. Nobody on base. It's fine. It's just it's a little bit tighter.
Soto was 0-2 off of him too.
And by the way, Chris Martin gave up a hit to Soto.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I mean, there are no guarantees when you do it like this. You're asking your bullpen to be virtually perfect every single time you do it. Whereas, let's see if maybe that's the day that Tyler Anderson could throw 96 pitches, get through one more inning. I'm not saying if he gets in any trouble, let's go get him.
There's a batter downshift that needs to happen. Like, you get ready to play. You do all the analytics. I love the analytics that they have. I love how smart they are. I love how well-run the organization is. And then there comes a point
there's instincts
you have to
too.
Let go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just find a way to let go and let the game be. And I think that's clearly what's happening every single year in the postseason is it's just the letting go. It's just the relaxing that you need to. You ever do that where you're like, you know what I've been wearing? I've been clenching my jaw at night, okay? Mm-hmm. It started when we had to wear the mask all the time.
You got to wear one of them stupid night guards.
Yeah, I got a night guard.
Like
that
is the worst.
Look like Aaron Donald.
And I started wearing it all the time during the day, too, because
you're wearing your night guard during the day?
In my purse. You want me to put it in? It's embarrassing.
You're clenching during the daytime, too?
Yep.
Yeah, she's clenching all the time.
Look at this.
Yeah.
That's damn night guard.
Yeah, right? Night guard, there you go.
And I gotta talk like with the stupid night guard, okay? You know why?
Keep it on. All day. All show.
You know how many times I've been prescribed a night guard? Yes. I mean, my dentist all the time says, wear a night guard. I'm like, yeah, right.
I thought it was the stupidest thing ever.
Floss
but now,
every day.
Now when I don't wear the night guard, I wake up with a headache. And I'm like, dang, I gotta. So then I was like, you know what? I gotta wear it. And then after a while, I said, maybe I should take a couple deep breaths. Maybe I should stop trying to like put a Band-Aid on the problem or a night guard on the problem and take a freaking deep breath.
Mm-hmm. What's the baseball equivalent of a night guard? Because
right?
The Dodgers need one.
Yeah, they do.
The Dodgers need a baseball night guard because I'm with you, Momo. That
just relax.
They were,
you know?
Even the game they won, Mace.
Yeah. Tight.
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 They were super
5-0 through
see
three.
A team that's loose. Yes. You know, like you can tell. Like I can tell just by looking at them, they ain't loose.
Well, you know what's interesting about it? The question of loose and tight is interesting because I feel like the Dodgers approached the postseason in a very business-like manner. And I don't think it's time to approach games in a business-like way. It does run on heart. It runs on passion. It runs on desire. It runs on fight. It runs on chippiness. It runs on all those things that, frankly, San Diego was and the Dodgers were not.
And you know what? Like, I want to take a step back and say, I think the Dodgers and the Braves both losing in this round is something. It is the new playoff format, just like in the NFL.
Yankees might go out too.
You have the new playoff format where you get a wild card team who's just won a 3-game series.
Three of the 4 wild card teams were road teams.
Right. They've just won a series, so they've had success. They found whatever it was that's going to click. They found some momentum, whereas the top seeds are sitting around waiting. Now, if you gave those seeds a choice, would you rather play right away or have the bye? All of them would say we'd rather have the bye.
Sure, sure.
Of course they would. They'd have a little bit of time off, line up your pitching. But this is the first year that you've had that, where you're sitting around waiting, and then you're playing a hot team that, not just one game, you're playing a team that just won a three-game series.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is not a coincidence that those teams won the series.
Last year it was, well, the Dodgers didn't win the division, so now they all of a sudden had to play a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah. They had to play 162 games because they're chasing the Giants, trying to win so they could get that one bye. And now, and we're hearing some of this where it's, well, maybe they got too much rest.
Right.
They did. They didn't have any urgency for 2 months.
So put all that to the side. They didn't deliver.
No, they didn't deliver.
Mookie didn't deliver. Will Smith didn't deliver. Turner didn't deliver. Max Muncy didn't deliver. There are a lot of guys, you said it, they lost because of their bats. You got guys on second and third. They couldn't manufacture a run. Rest, no rest. Yeah. Guys that you would expect to deliver didn't deliver.
They had no momentum. They had no sense of urgency for the past month. They were just trying things out the last few weeks.
Plus, we never had a moment.
Yeah. No.
Like, no. You mentioned last year the game against St. Louis. Chris Taylor gave us that moment, and that ignites something.
Cody Bellinger had a moment.
We never had any of those big moments where somebody exceeded, where somebody just drilled a baseball.
There was four damn games. It was like over before you looked.
I got a question for you
guys.
Train
went by. Boom, there it went. Where do you see it? It was gone.
Yep, gone.
Like I've been saying all day, super fun season.
Super fun season.
Loved every minute of it. Awesome. Just so incredibly disappointing. I get all this. Hot team, momentum, hadn't played a meaningful game in a couple months. To Al's point, Dodgers played down to the wire last year.
Yep.
They were grinding out everything. So we've seen it both ways. I get that playoff baseball is a bit of a crapshoot. Kind of, you know, it's not quite a 50-50 shot, but it's kind of a 50-50
shot. Small sample size baseball.
Kind of a stupid game.
It is.
Why does it never go their way?
That's the right question. Shouldn't it flip the other way too?
The question that Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts need to be asking themselves is, I understand the randomness of the sport, but we've been in it 10 years in a row and it hasn't broken our way.
They have made three World Series.
They have.
They did get screwed in 2017. Red Sox overwhelmed them in 2018.
I get it, Mace, but in that 10-year window, they have been one of the better teams all 10 times.
Okay, and Andrew Friedman's analogy is
Broken that way, other than one short season time. I get it. Houston ripped them off. I'm with you on all that. But this is not a, hey, that's the one, we got these two or three other. Houston's been in the ALCS 6 years in a row.
Yep.
Okay, if they go to the World Series this season, that's four World Series in 6 years. Yep. Okay, they got a chance to win, air quotes, a second one. They seem to be at least getting to.
I'm glad the air quotes are there. Yeah.
They're at least getting to where you would expect a team that good. The Dodgers are getting clipped in the division round.
Yeah.
Not I want to say regularly, but occasionally.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than the Padres. Well, they're also a lot better than the Nats.
So 22 games better than the Padres.
You think about small sample size baseball, right? It's a 4-game sample size. Dodgers are 22 games better than the Padres, but they lose in a 4-game series. In a way, it's not fair they even get to have to play the Padres. The Padres shouldn't be in the playoffs in the old format. Okay, but here's where we are. But it's small sample size this year, but over the 10 years, it's not.
That's my point. That's what I've been saying all day. If this were a one-off, fine. This is the 10th year of a 10-year run.
So now that's
where it's gone your way.
You
have a 10-year sample size.
Pull the data out from the 10 years.
Yes.
And see if you can find some commonalities, some issues, some big picture
issues. The biggest commonality, I think, and I'm going, this is more me using my memory than having any numbers in front of me, but the failure to be able to manufacture runs seems to be the thing that has held them back.
How many
more
times
than
do we have a runner on third base and all we needed was a sac fly?
Or a ground ball.
Or a ground ball. And we got a strikeout.
How about in the, I think it was the seventh when Dodgers went up 3-0. Sixth or the seventh. They went up 3-0.
Yes.
They had the bases loaded, nobody out.
Yep.
They got one.
Turned over one.
But wasn't that just the example of the entire series?
That was the whole series. The least you could get out of that situation is one, and that's what they got. ball down the line, ball in the gap, you know, a walk. All of a sudden, you just you get that crooked number. It feels totally different. But they the Padres did that thing where what's the best outcome for us? That's what we got.
Yep.
What's the best outcome for an offense? That's what we got. The Dodgers get the least favorable outcome way more often than
you
would think they would.
I will say this. I have thought very deeply about this all weekend. I know you have. I know you have. You are just enjoying the Padres run.
I've just been wallowing in depression.
I have lots of theories about what went wrong and all these things, but I think I finally settled on the main cause. It's the damn goose.
You know what? I have to be honest with
What's with the damn goose,
they
right?
They ran with it in San Diego.
I have to be honest with you. The goose did not have no effect.
It had an effect.
It did not have no effect.
You talk about moments, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying this with all due respect.
Can't put that in the analytics.
They adopted the goose. They had geese in the dugout. You know, goose signs everywhere.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
It is a little bit like the rally monkey thing in 2002. It is kind of, you get that thing rolling and
momentum.
Yeah, positive vibes. It's the damn goose.
It's that silly thing that that you just can't put a value on. It's the when they beat the Mets, I said, listen, I thought that I don't want to make it sound like I called the Padres going to win this because I didn't. I didn't think they were. But that team that's got nothing to lose, they just won a series they're not supposed to win, coming in here, hey, if we get one of these, it's just that is a dangerous team. And then weird thing happens, and it's
it
like,
rained the other night in San Diego.
It rained.
And here's the other thing. The environment
goose.
Has an effect on games.
Sure it does.
That was a really rowdy crowd in San Diego.
Yeah. Not as many Dodger fans as I would have expected.
No, not
either.
At all. I mean, they are singing those god-awful Blink 182 songs in unison.
You know, you're not
allowed back to
buy
high school.
Tickets. Right. My friend, who's a Padres fan,
zip code.
She's trying to get people. Yeah, you have to buy tickets by zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get like somebody who lives in the San Diego area to buy you tickets. Yeah. Now, I'm sure on the secondary market you can get them if you want.
Yeah.
But I think Dodger fans were kind of complacent, like, they'll get
that. We'll wait for the...
I was listening
game one.
You were telling this, you know, Kaplan over there, they're going to win it in four. They're going to win it in San Diego.
Mace, how much did you pay, you said, for your tickets in game one out here? You said it was like $175. And they
bucks.
Were really good seats?
Yeah.
All Dodger fans were like, it's too early. Let's wait.
We'll wait. We'll catch you in the NLCS.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, and we'll catch you in the division round next
group year. Therapy today, Travis. Group therapy.
I've done my best for
I don't feel any better. You're venting.
Drink the Momo special.
I've gotten through a good portion of
there
it
you
so
go.
Far. Yeah, and I'm trying my best. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow, and go Dodgers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Come on, Mace. That's all you got? Really?
Okay, that's sad. How about this one?
Yeah, there you go. Arr. You want me to tell you a pirate joke? Since we're playing Pirates of the Caribbean. It's gonna be epic Michael Thompson style joke.
Go ahead.
What's the pirate's favorite letter?
Arr.
But it should be the C.
Oh, there you go.
Did that do it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, Momo!
Yeah! Woo! No, please. No.
So, yeah.
It's not how you wanted to start, Mace?
No.
Not what I was going for.
No. I know you're sad. It's group therapy today. I know.
It is. It's group therapy today. So
I tried humor. It's not helping.
Not helping.
Okay.
But I want to hear from Dodger fans today, too. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, because it is, you know, baseball is a stupid game. When you get right down to it, baseball is a stupid game. Yeah. You play 162 games to find who the best team is, and then you immediately go to short series, which don't reflect any of your strengths and only reflect your attitude and your hotness at the time. And that's what we saw, I think, over the course of the weekend. The Dodgers, and you can blame Dave Roberts and you can blame Andrew Friedman, and they're not without blame. There are definitely things that we'll talk about that I think are impactful. But in the end, could not hit with runners in scoring position. They had one game where they went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and then they had another game where they went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. It's like, are you kidding me? This was a team that was the best with runners in scoring position all year long, and you get to this moment, and they got nothing. Got nothing.
I know. It was like, it almost, when you're rolling in baseball, you expect to get hits in those spots.
Right.
And when you suck, you expect to get outs. Like, and it was by game four, I was like, oh, no, there's no way. Like, I literally
said,
you
thought they were dead after game three?
No, it was when the Padres scored five, I was like, nah, they got nothing.
Oh, well, that's
it.
Yeah.
No, but like, that was an easy one. Like, there was no comeback. This was, how many times did Dodgers come back this year? How many times?
Many times.
This was a comeback kind of team. And if you had any weakness in your bullpen, even if you didn't have a weakness in your bullpen, they came back against the best closers in the sport all year long. And for whatever reason, they get into the playoffs and there's no comeback. There's no hitting with runners in scoring position. There's no big moment. There's just no momentum.
Yep.
And I think what you're right. It came down to hit. Like, we can talk about taking Tyler Anderson out. I could make a case that he did exactly the right thing.
I can too.
I'm fine with taking him out the third time through the lineup against a professional. And by the way, they're like Juan
they got
Soto.
Out of the
I'm okay with that.
With no scratch anyway.
It was fine. That's not why they lost.
Yeah.
It's not why they lost. You can get into Vesia wasn't
the
ready.
You can go to the bullpen situation.
I didn't hit the damn ball.
And frankly, after Tommy Kahnle, why would you not go to Evan Phillips? This is the Evan Phillips thing. This is when you go to Evan Phillips.
High leverage outs, not just the ninth.
Bergman, why would you not go to Evan Phillips in that seventh inning? That's the exact role you have him for.
He is in the fireman role. That's exactly because I think this is my thought, not whether it's right or not. They wanted Phillips for the ninth.
Yeah, and so then you're going against. Then you're going against what you've been doing, which is putting him in the highest leverage situations.
Right. They could have, and again,
the ninth isn't always the highest leverage situation.
And Kahnle did have a good, Kahnle actually had two scoreless innings in this series. One, I think, where he struck out the side.
I think that, yes, he did. And he was fantastic in those two games that he pitched. But the problem was that he had pitched, 10 innings all season, 12 innings all season, and never on back-to-back days. So going in on a back-to-back day was a little bit
they were, like,
iffy.
Trying to force
it. But that's
it.
All, like, extra stuff that you're thinking about afterwards.
Yeah.
At the time when Kahnle went in, it was like, all right, Kahnle's been great. Let's go.
I thought about it when he went to Almonte.
Well, Almonte,
go to Evan Phillips?
Yeah. You should have gone to Evan Phillips there, yes. And then you figure out
and
what
then
happens
I
afterwards.
Thought, when he went to Vesia, I thought, why not go to
Phillips?
Evan Phillips.
The problem with the Vesia thing to me wasn't so much that they went to Vesia. Vesia's been fantastic all year and in the playoffs. It was more so that he had two warm-up pitches.
Yeah, wasn't ready.
Gave him nothing. He wasn't ready. He went back there, like, even the announcers were saying, we're sitting there saying, like, oh, they can't be going to Vesia right now. He just got up. Oh, I guess he's coming in.
Yeah, and apparently Almonte missed a sign. He was supposed to throw over to first to buy a little bit of extra time.
Because
he's
not
do that. And then Vesia came in with a 1-0 count, so you know right away that's a hitter's count and all that stuff.
Okay. One of my since we're doing group therapy, I'll talk
group
about some
therapy.
One of my
877-710-ESPN. Let's talk our way through this.
So my therapist once told me, like, you can go through all these little things and talk about this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. And she goes, they're kind of like spokes on a bike wheel. There's just something at the center of it. You got to figure out what the center of it is. Like, all those little things matter. They all absolutely do. But there's something at the center of it, and that's the only way that you change.
That's a good question.
And you, yeah. You like that? That was good therapy.
So my therapist, who Juan actually suggested we should have on the show today.
We should, actually. We should.
We're not going to have my shrink on the show.
Yeah, too dangerous, right?
If you are a shrink, give out the hotline number. If you're a shrink.
Okay. I'm not giving the hotline number. Right. I'll give you the
If you're a
number.
Shrink, 877-710-ESPN, we could probably use some talk.
Yeah.
So, you know, my big problem, and I've talked about this, through this on the show, is that I personalize everything.
Right.
So I take losses personally.
Mm-hmm.
I take wins personally.
Yeah.
Morales is blaming me somehow for
the Mace curse.
First of all, I was at the only game we won.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't at the three losses.
Yeah, then, but you should have been at the games they lost.
Right. No, that's that was suggested. Should have been down in San Diego. I'll tell you the thing, and I mentioned it before, but the environment does matter.
Yeah.
The environment does matter.
I agree.
Fans in San Diego did have that team ramped up. And by the way, and I was switching back and forth, so I saw Utah with the two-point conversion to beat USC, and I flipped in and out of that game. The crowd was ridiculous. It was the biggest crowd in the history of Rice-Eccles Stadium.
Yep.
They were dedicating the game to two kids who tragically passed away, and it was just a really, really big, loud, emotional scene. So I do think that Padres fans had an impact on things.
I do too. And especially when they came back.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, when you're on the team that is the big favorite, the heavy favorite to win, and you haven't, like, you're down in the series. You have about 4 or 5 innings where you're relaxed. You're like, you're going to trust the offense. We're going to come through. 111 wins, the way they got there, yada, yada. They get up 3-0. You're like, they got this one. Let the best bullpen in baseball handle it. When the Padres come back, the environment and the feeling of being down with only 3 innings to go. No,
right.
2 innings,
2 innings
to go at the
to
time.
Go. Right, yeah, 6
the
outs left.
The rain comes in. The fans are yelling their
They're
head off.
Blink 182.
Yeah, it's they got the geese out there with the, you know.
Waving
it's
ducks.
Like that shouldn't matter if you're good enough, but it does.
Yeah.
Because you start to feel the pressure.
Well, I thought as soon as they blew the lead, it was over.
It was over. I literally
I
sent a text
like
message to my Padre friend fans and said, congratulations.
Ireland texted... Season over. The moment Vesia gave up that hit.
That was it.
Season over.
Jake Cronenworth. That was it.
Yep.
That hit.
Cronenworth.
Are we really trying to blame the fans for this loss right now?
No. We're saying the fans contributed to the win.
It was a factor. I agree
with that.
They
were the best team in baseball on the road. This is not something that we can say that the fans.
How many of those road games had that kind of environment?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
This team is 111 wins.
When you have not played with any pressure all year long.
I'm not blaming it because this is
ridiculous. Let's be really clear.
All right, Greg.
This is the worst disaster.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, tell us what you. Okay, let's hear the Bergman theory.
No, the Bergman theory. It's all what Mason said. This is a team that had everything going for them. They should have absolutely won this game. They could not hit with runners in scoring position, just like Mace was saying. That's the reason that they lost, because they had bases loaded with one out in the sixth inning on the Friday game. They had runners on first and third with nobody out on Friday. They had multiple chances. They were the better team. They had everything going for them. They just couldn't get those big hits.
They just blew it.
And they totally blew it.
Yeah,
and that's what it was.
Yeah.
And don't let anybody tell you any different.
Yeah, that's it.
Like
they just couldn't hit.
I'm sure the Dodger station today is saying, golly gee, it was still a great season and still a great night and all that stuff. You know, it sucked. And it is a disaster of a season. Years from now, we will talk about that 111-win team that went out in the first round. It was Mariners-esque.
Yep.
And I don't know
it's
exactly.
Worse than the Mariners. Worse. Because the Mariners were like a one-year wonder.
And they were also the Mariners.
Yeah, they're the Mariners. And they were a one-year wonder. Like, this, that wasn't a team that has been there for a decade.
But years from now, this will be the one that we remember.
Yeah.
Like, we're 1-10, right?
Yeah.
1-10. This is the one loss.
Oh, I think you'll
remember
that Astros series.
We'll remember 2017, But in terms of flops.
Yeah, flops.
This was the biggest flop in Dodger history.
This was like full on belly flop, leaves a mark for a week on your belly afterwards.
And probably longer than a week.
And might have broken your nose too. Like so embarrassing you
guys,
landed
sounds like my go-to basketball move. All right, so your call's coming up next.
Come on, Mace, get into it.
Go ahead and vent. Go ahead and vent. Mace in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so it is the Monday after the disaster that was the end of the Dodger season Saturday night in San Diego. I want to let you know that lie of the day we're doing today. This is actually really cool. Thursday night, we got a pair of tickets to see LAFC versus the Galaxy in the playoffs at Bank of California Stadium. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, two pregame sideline passes. Those are courtesy of Jacob and Ronnie. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. So listen as we, I'm telling a lie today. At some point, I'm telling a lie. And your chance to win, make sure you're here
like
for that.
It.
Also, Million Dollar Monday is coming up. What are the tickets for, Bergman? Are they for Rams?
Rams 49ers.
Rams Niners. You get Rams Niners tickets, plus you qualify to win $1 million if you pick the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. Momo is here in for John. I want to play one thing from Dave Roberts here before we start taking calls. Here is Dave Roberts on, this was after the game Saturday night.
Yeah, there's certainly fans that are going to think it was a wasted season. I don't think there's anybody in our clubhouse, you know, in uniform or with the Dodgers that feels that way. But every person has their opinions, which they're entitled. You know, again, this hurts everyone, you know, because we didn't accomplish our goal. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, this one hurts.
Yep.
It is a wasted season.
Yeah, it is.
Gotta tell the truth here. I mean, wonderful to win 111. Wonderful to have great seasons from Trey Turner and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and all those guys. Wasted season.
Yeah.
Wasted season. Let's go to Ricky in Rio. Oh, no, I'm not going to take Ricky. It says he's a Padres fan. Let's go to
Joe.
I'm not ready for that. Maybe hour three.
Hour five.
Hour four. Let's go to Joseph in Calabasas. Joseph, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hey,
how
Joseph.
You doing? All right. I just wanted to say one thing. So I knew the Dodgers were in trouble when I watched that whole Colorado series. Mm. I told my went to the game, every single game of the Colorado series with my kid, and we saw the way they were playing. And it said, you can't go into a NLCS series playing like this. And that's all. I coach. I've played. You can't get that cold. And going to expect to win.
Okay.
I actually think that's a great call.
Yeah.
There was something to that because, like, I know at the end of the year, the Dodgers were just experimenting.
It was pointless.
Like, people were just kind of playing and just trying not to get hurt. They were testing new guys out in the closer role.
Can I just say so I'm telling the truth here. I thought it was right to experiment down the stretch and thought the Colorado series wasn't necessarily a big deal.
But their bats went cold. That's his point. And I think he's right. Like, there was something about the end of the year where they just kind of took their foot off the gas, which is understandable.
Yep.
And if they would have kept playing hard and somebody got hurt, we'd be saying the exact opposite thing. But they did. They were really cold at the end of the year. They didn't win in any of those Colorado games. Like, there was just it was just kind of like a meh.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't not matter.
Yeah.
I'm just very double negative-y today.
You can be as double negative-y as you want.
By the way, I am doubly negative, so it probably is.
You're actually like quadruply negative.
Quadruply negative. So they went cold at the end of the season. That was one thing.
Last year,
they played through the tape.
Yep.
And
they
it caught up to them ultimately. This year, they messed around, maybe messed around too much.
So it's like Goldilocks. Too hot, too cold, just right. Not yet.
You know, one thing I thought, we invented years ago, Momo, I don't know if you know this, we invented something called a blame pie. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I know about the blame pie. I've been listening for a while.
So Bergman, we should do a blame pie coming up.
Yep, let's do it.
You go ahead and figure one out.
Jorge, I like blame
you
pies.
Have one? Will you have a blame pie?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Okay, no dairy in the blame pie, though.
Why no Derek?
Look, I'm.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
There you go. I thank you for getting that.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. See what a friend I am. I'm trying to get you to laugh.
Momo's loosening things up.
There you go.
Let's go to Mike in Sacramento. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, you know it's October because the leaves are changing colors and the Dodgers are choking away another amazing.
Yep, they deserve that. I agree with that. Yep.
I think, you know, we can talk about this baseball and there's a lot to attribute to randomness, but this is a decade. This is a decade of, you know, letting everybody down, of choking away amazing seasons. And what's the common theme in that decade? I mean, the last 7 years at least, it's Dave Roberts. And, the guys didn't hit. They almost broke a record, I think, for leaving guys on base. But I think Bill Shaken tweeted out that the best 5-year run since 1961 is this Dodgers team over the last 5 years. And to just have the one pandemic World Series is just not satisfying. And I don't know how you change the culture, but it feels like there has to be a culture change where these guys are too businesslike. There's not enough fire. I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't think anybody really has the answer for it, but what we're doing, it's not working.
There you go. What we're doing is not working. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did. So one of the things that you could say is on Andrew Friedman is we did nothing at the trade deadline this year. Now, last year we had Scherzer. We've had guys like Manny Machado and Yu Darvish and other guys that we've picked up.
They got Chris Martin this year. Joey Gallo. I'm just, you know, they didn't do nothing. You're
trying to sell me up on Chris Martin and Joey Gallo. Chris Martin was okay.
And Joey Gallo didn't play.
Right, and Joey Gallo never
saw
the
field. Bat.
He was a waste of a roster spot.
Yeah, I mean, they went out and got Josh Hader.
Yeah.
And Juan Soto and Brandon Drury and Josh Bell and all those guys that complimented their team. And we sat pat. And granted, we had the best record in baseball at that point, all that stuff. But what difference would Luis Castillo have made for the Dodgers, who actually has pitched well for Seattle? Pitched well for Seattle in the postseason. Luis Castillo would have been a quality addition. Why didn't we address what was clearly a closer problem at the deadline? Could have addressed it. Could have figured out a way to make that Josh Hader trade, right?
Could have, but then they liked Evan Phillips. They liked their guys. They had the best bullpen in baseball.
I think that's the biggest thing that Momo said. None of that stuff, the Josh Hader piece never mattered.
Well, it mattered in this series.
No, we didn't lose in the bottom of the ninth.
No, we didn't lose in the bottom of the ninth.
We lost in the seventh.
How does that change the front end of the bullpen?
Because Evan Phillips is in the seventh.
Evan Phillips should have been in that spot, in that situation. Yeah.
Right,
absolutely.
But you could have deployed Evan Phillips in the sixth or in the seventh inning and gone to Hader in the ninth, and you shortened the game by 3 outs.
Sure, but you should have deployed Evan Phillips in that spot no matter what. I think everybody that was watching thought they should have.
Yeah, seventh inning, if you want to knock Dave Roberts for something, it's he didn't go to Evan Phillips in some way, shape, or form in the seventh inning of game four.
But how do you knock Dave Roberts when just before, in the last, earlier in the series, you said that that it had nothing to do with Dave Roberts. It's all the front office. It's all Andrew Friedman, and they're all coming together, and they're talking to each other, and they have it all planned out.
That was planned out.
So you think, I agree with you.
I actually don't believe that one was planned out.
You don't think that they wanted to bring in Canley in the seventh?
I don't think they wanted to go Canley, Almonte, Tavecchia in the seventh inning.
I absolutely do, because why else wouldn't you bring
Phillips? Three guys you think were identical? Three guys in the seventh inning. No, Evan Phillips' role is to get outs when guys are on base.
Sure, I totally agree with that. But at the same time, you took Anderson out after the fifth inning to go to Chris Martin, then to go to Canley, and then to probably go to Vesia in the eighth, and then have Phillips in the ninth. That was the plan. That was what I think their plan was.
Yeah.
Wait, you think their plan was to go...
To go after Anderson, was to go Martin, Canley, probably Vesia.
You think the plan is like a rock solid plan?
That was
this
the plan.
This is what it's going to be. This
when
is
Canley
the order of pitchers
apart,
we're going to use.
When Canley fell apart,
that's
then they had
to
start changing. That's when you should go to Evan Phillips. They didn't go to Evan Phillips.
But I have a hard time believing that they had a script of, okay, if the seventh inning falls apart, we're going to go Canley, then Almonte, and then Vesia.
If somebody gets in trouble, they knew they were going to go to Almonte. I fully believe they thought they were going to go to Almonte if Canley struggled. or if Martin struggled, or if somebody struggled. They had that all set up so that they wanted Phillips in the ninth, and they wanted, because they wanted Phillips to see Manny Machado. They were hoping they were going to get through those three innings, the seventh and eighth, to have Phillips ready for that top three in the ninth. Fully believe that.
Well, if the plan is written in stone, it's not very good baseball. The plan should not be written in stone.
So do we blame Roberts or do you blame Friedman?
I mean, this is the eternal question. Do you blame Roberts or do you blame Friedman? Or are they, I mean, are they making these decisions together? I assume that Dave is fully part of collaborating with the front office on a quote-unquote script,
I think that's right,
for the game.
I believe that too.
Dave isn't like, he's not being, he's part of that decision-making process. But before the game, that decision-making process does take place. All right, more of your calls coming up. We will do a blame pie, and we will spin the wheel of questions coming up next. We'll also get to USC's loss, which was just capped off a perfect Saturday night. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. And it's actually, interesting. It's actually kind of a Dodgers-related question. Would you rather fight 100 goose-sized horses or one horse-sized goose?
Whoa.
Would you rather fight 100, because of goose, obviously. You get it, right?
Yep, yeah, I get it.
Got what you're going there.
Yeah. Would you rather fight 100 goose-sized horses or 100 horse-sized goose?
Geese.
Whatever. Momo, which would you rather fight?
I think the one big one.
The one big one?
Yeah, because you know what? I go for the legs. I'm short.
Yeah.
I get low.
Take them out on the legs?
Yeah. I go for the legs.
Bergman?
Yeah, I think Momo's right. You gotta go with the big one and just take the legs out. These are geese.
We just
lost. Or no, it's a goose.
It's a goose, right?
It's one goose. So, I mean, they got real thin little legs.
I mean, it's gonna have a reach advantage on you with that
bill. Let me tell you something. Geese, as we saw,
they're mean.
They're mean.
Yeah.
They are.
Geese are mean, man.
You know what, though?
Dodge.
I think we could trick them.
Yeah,
exactly.
A couple of breadcrumbs here.
Yeah, throw one over there.
Breadcrumbs,
do a little spin
play.
Move.
Yeah.
Sweep the leg.
I would go with multiple, fight multiple of them. One took us down.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, one took us down. I'd rather take on the horses.
I'll take all of them.
Yeah. Me too. All right, so that's just a stupid
question.
Wait,
it was
question.
One
horse-sized goose.
Horse-sized goose.
Or
it's a
100
giant goose.
Goose-sized horses.
Yeah, I think, are geese smart?
I don't know the answer. I mean, they know directions, you know, like south for the winter, north for the summer.
Right.
But I don't know if they know anything beyond that.
I feel like I could trick them.
Didn't know how to get out of Dodger
Seriously.
Stadium.
Yeah, not too smart. Yeah. It's like all those bees that land in my pool. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
I got to save the bees all the time.
Save them.
You're so stupid. Don't land in the pool. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna die,
you stupid bees. I'm trying to save you.
The amazing thing is, how many calls have we taken?
Taking four, maybe.
Nobody's blamed Dave Roberts yet.
He's on the blame pie. Don't worry.
Tyler is pointing to the. Let's go to Mike in Los Angeles. Mike, you're on 710. Hey.
Hey there, Mason. So I just want to bring up the fact that something that's super frustrating is that Minnesota game where Roberts pulled Kershaw before he could get the perfect game because the hope was, or rather the guarantee was, that they're going to get a title. And then it just completely falls flat at the end. And looking back at it, Kershaw's not going to get to have that on his resume. And I know, you know, the discussion back and forth was, you know, you leave him, you pull him, but I don't know. That especially just like kills me right now.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mace, Ricky and Rialto. He just took matters into his own hand and like he tweeted at me saying, "Don't be afraid, put me on the air." Are we ready for that? The Padre fan.
You're telling me the guy on line one just tweeted you me. And said, "Don't be afraid, put." All right.
Should we do it? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, ready? Let's
go. Padres fan, Ricky and Rialto. Ricky, what's up?
All right, you can hang up on me.
You wasted a good DM on that, Miriam. Come on.
I just felt like he wanted to do that. Was that satisfying for you to hang
up? No, that was satisfying up on him, but I didn't need the woo. If you're a Padres fan, I don't want a call that says woo.
Okay.
Don't give me Padre fans wooing.
Woo fans.
You know what, though? Can't you just... I mean, I actually feel... I feel bad saying this, but they totally outplayed the Dodgers. They totally deserve that.
100%.
I mean, it's like you can't even be mad.
The question is why. That's the question, right. Why. Why did they outplay?
Like, they totally kicked the Dodgers' butt. Like, it wasn't even... It really wasn't that close of a series.
No, I... Even game one.
Even game one.
They had the tying run on base in the top of the ninth inning.
Yeah, and then they had Robert Suarez and Hader and all. These guys were great. Their bullpen, every dude in the bullpen throwing 99.
Their bullpen was ridiculous. Yeah. But I don't understand why we all of a sudden got ice cold. And here's one thing. Actually, let me take this phone call. Let me, because this guy, let's go to Brian in Oxnard. Brian, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? So I just want to say I'm still sick to my stomach over the loss. And I feel like eventually over time, if this keeps going on, we're going to eventually have an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary called Choke City, The Missing Ring. I feel like we always choke and always fall apart. And one thing that I got to really get off my chest is this, because you guys were talking about it, Mace and John Ireland, which is in the show today, was the whole popping bottles when you win a division.
Oh,
how many years in the last 10 years have the Dodgers won a division title and it led to nothing? Give me a number on that, please, because I'm sick and tired of it. Somebody, especially someone like Justin Turner or Kershaw, who's been through so many downs in this franchise, like last 10 years of not winning a ring and having these promising years that just become a major debacle and need to step up and have that so-called Mamba mentality. And when you win a division, they got to tell those dudes, you know what, put the champagne away. We ain't popping that ish out until we win a damn title.
You know what? I understand what you're saying about them.
Just point out the team that didn't pop champagne bottles after they won the division. Doesn't exist.
Okay, but I don't think that's the issue. The issue is what he said at the end there, which is the Mamba mentality of, what do we always say when you get to the playoffs? Stars win championships. It's not the random dude.
Mookie, this is for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Freddie Freeman, whatever you want to say about him, that dude delivered.
He delivered.
He delivered.
Trey Turner.
With a broken finger.
Defensively, he was a mess.
Yeah.
But offensively, he delivered.
But, like, the Stars did not all show up to play. The Dodgers won 111 games because they were star-studded all up and down the lineup, and about two of them showed up. That's it. Cody Bellinger's a former MVP.
Well, I mean, didn't even get in the lineup.
I know.
Couple of games.
Mookie, what was it, 2 for 13?
Is this walkaway year for Cody? I made some notes earlier.
No, he is on his last arbitration year, but they don't have to offer him the arbitration.
There are going to be a lot of changes next year.
There's
going to be a decent amount. Right, Justin Turner.
Justin Turner, I don't think is coming back.
It's a club option. They can bring him back if they want to.
$17 million.
Clayton Kershaw is a question mark. He's a free agent.
Probably to come back, you would
Tyler
assume.
Tyler Anderson likely to leave. Trey Turner.
After this, you pull him after five innings, he's not coming back.
Trey Turner likely to leave.
Money. And it just comes down to money.
He's going to make money elsewhere
after
that performance.
Yeah.
Tyler Anderson.
Yeah, I don't think.
Somebody will pay him.
Somebody will pay him, which, by the way, that's fine.
Fine.
That's fine. Tyler Anderson had
He just threw the most pitches for us, or most innings for us this year, and had the best start
in
the
postseason. But he had a fluky year. He's never done anything like that before. I wouldn't invest in 3 years of Tyler Anderson.
That's kind of how we felt about Rich Hill. Fluky year, and he was still great the next year.
Yeah,
but he's also, like, really old.
Yeah, Rich Hill was. But
Tyler Anderson's
like 32. No, he's like 30-something.
But, yeah, I mean, he's never done this before. Somebody will pay Tyler Anderson more than we will.
Probably.
I'd rather have Jacob DeGrom.
I think a lot of people would like to.
Okay, so do you really think that's off the table?
I mean, I don't
see
why.
No, I think Jake DeGrom is a real possibility for the Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Him and Scherzer together, you think that he would leave that? And the Mets are.
Where did that get them?
Steve Cohen is going to pay.
You don't think Mark Walter's willing to pay? I mean, I don't think. I wouldn't count the Dodgers out of Aaron Judge. I wouldn't count him out of any player on the market, including Aaron Judge and Jake DeGrom.
I mean, I would love to have all of those guys, but I assume.
And by the way, Trey Turner, I wouldn't be surprised if Xander Bogaerts is the shortstop next year.
Trey Turner's gone.
Yeah, Trey Turner's leaving, always was leaving. He made that decision a long time ago. He's not coming back. And it's a shame because he was one of my favorite Dodgers to watch the last couple of years.
It's a shame. All right, more of your calls coming up. I want to point out two things. First of all, it is Million Dollar Monday. Now, you'll hear, if you're listening to other stations, somebody say, okay, join our national contest. We're giving away $100. That's not how this works. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Rams Niners at SoFi, the first place Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. Plus, you qualify to win $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and telling us what you think the final score will be. Get it right. You win $1 million. Also, lie of the day. At some point today, I'm going to lie. We got a lot going on. I got to lie. I got to come up with a lie. If you can identify the lie, you win LAFC Galaxy tickets for Thursday night, courtesy of calljacob.com, Jacob Imrani. So keep paying attention to everything we say to hear the lie. We will get into everything else, including USC. They lost Saturday night. Rams won yesterday. At one point yesterday, Momo, the Rams were down at halftime. I thought, my God.
You were like, it's that.
Oh, my God.
Did I not text you that it's eclipse season?
Oh, you and your cockamamie astrological BS.
I'm just saying.
All right, more calls coming up, and we will do our blame pies coming up next. Blame pie for why the Dodgers have exited the playoffs early. Immediately, I should say. Immediately. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.